Tovkuf Aleph, Sif Gimel, Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Beis. So he wants to gather wood from the son of Shilafonov. We had done that long Shart Siyun. We've done the Shart Siyun Yud Dalad. And holding Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Beis. The son of Shilafonov, Hanu Samach Lamokam Bishul Kadirah. So he's gathering right near where the pot is. So that situation where he's gathering it right adjacent to where he's cooking, so you don't see him schlepping this big pile of wood from long distances. It doesn't look like an ubdah d'chol. And if the reason why we believe it's a problem is people will think that you're gathering for the weekday, the fact that it's immediately adjacent to where you're cooking it, so people will see the pot and they'll see you collecting the wood. They'll understand that you're collecting the wood for the pot. So that, again, that would remove the concern. Tov Kuf Aleph, Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Beis.
Thank you.
You're welcome. V'das Marshal B'Habach, U'Shar Echadim, Lesser, L'Gav B'Soda. I feel about Eifin Zep. Even in the situation where the Kedera is adjacent, the message came avave megave bimokim geduloi came shu besada the chayv mishum amir. So take a look at the shirat scene in Tezvov. So they don't read so easily. This is the Bach and the Marshal, other Achrayim are raising the problem of ma'amir. So the Sharatzian says in Tetzvav, "Pligi al das Ran, the serial of the Midina Mutter." They're arguing on the Ran. The Ran holds a Mikra Midaraisitz Mutter, Kiman Shu Latzarcha Chol Nefesh. So that it's you're doing it for Chol Nefesh purposes to make a fire to cook. Elam Yishum the Lepamim Mechzikim Agave Latzarch Mocher. They Chazal Asa because people it'll look like you're doing it for the weekday. So that's the concern according to the Ran. So come along the Bach and the Marshal and say that's not true. Vino was Cirilo, they disagree. They order Klal me Koitzer, Shermaloch Shakaram Lisha, Shosim Medina Milchuliyama, Bechanel Basimin Tov Tzarihe. They hold that the same way, even though there's a heter of Malachas Achol Nefesh, not all Malachas go into that heter. And just like we had before, that Koitzer, that or the earlier Malachas, the Malachas of reaping, etc., Chazal, either made a rice or made a bottom, we do not allow those to be done since they are not normally directly part of the food process. They're earlier in the process, so they're not allowed that to happen. So to gathering the wood would go under the
thank you.
It would go under the rubric of the Malach of Ma'amir. Now, it sounds like reading the Sharatzin, he holds it's Mamash Ma'amir. That's how the Sharatzin reads. You know, see the Deloitte out of Kalal Mikaitzer, Bashar Malach Shakadam Lisha, all Malach is before Lisha, Shasa Midino, the Kuliyama, they're also Mikaradin. Right, so that's like, you know, that reads very nicely that the Mamash calling it, this is the Malach of Ma'amar, it's Machim Giduloi, and it's Ma'amar. The language of the Mishnah Berurah is challenging. They asked that the Mechzi Kim Agave by Machim Giduloi, Kim Mishu Basada, the Chai Mishu Ma'amar. It looks like you're gathering by Machim Giduloi, which would be Chai because of Ma'amar, but it just looks like it. But it isn't it. That's what Mishnah Berurah reads. That it's not. And actually, when they said, when there's the Katan Yud Beis. That's not actually, it sounds like it's not actually Ma'amir. It just looks like it. So, I'm a little bit confused on that.
So what's the confusing point?
The Sharatzian in Tezvov seems to sound pretty strong that it actually is Asamidina, because Ma'amir. Right? Because the Eno Sirlu means they, meaning the Bach and the Marshal, understand the Le'od of Klal Mikaitzer, this is not any better than. The Rod said that this is Mutal Tachon Nefesh. They disagree. They said, no, it's not better than Kaitzer or any other Malacha before Elisha, which is Osir Midina, the Kuliyama. So that's he's saying mamash asur midin. And now he's saying over here in the Mishnah Berurah when he says it, he calls the Mishal Nevav. They say it's asur. The Mexican Megavik b'makam geduloi kimishu besada the chay mishumam. It looks like you're being Megavik b'makam geduloi. I mean, look like Megavik. You are being Megavik b'makam geduloi. It is a hamamer. What's the look looking like it? The only thing I'm wondering about, which it would be, which I'm not comfortable saying, is the difference between all the cases of ma'amar are fruits, and this is the wood itself. Maybe we look at wood differently. I don't know why that would be true. The other possibility he's going with the sheet. There's only the rabbanon. That which there's melachos we showed him before. That which the melachos which are earlier in the process are also is that an issur the raisa. Or is it the Rabbanon, like we spoke about? So he's calling it Mexi because it's only also made Rabbanon. He'd be going with that Shita. I don't know why he'd be weighing in like that Shita at this point in time.
So in the Shara Sion, he's bringing the base also on the Marshal and the.
He's explaining the Shita.
And he's there, he says, seems to be saying it. Also, he did. Straight.
Right, not a Mexi. Okay. And the chotzer lekech melafan of your gimel, so cutting your gimel. But so lomar filah bechotzer, even a chotzer megave, rach mishalafan of b'sarach bishul k'nei rosa achshav. So you're allowed to megave what's melafan of what that which is right immediately in front of him. But he's saying that to gather further a field in the chotzer. To gather up all of the wood in the chotzer, not to use for now. That's osur. Whether it's large or small, we're not going to make a difference. In that point, what you need now for cooking right now, that's mutter. Okay. Then in Yudal, he said it had the place where you're. The mechunosim rishus yochid, you're allowed to bring it, but it has to be miskeres, has to be locked, or some type of closure, which means it's safe for you to use. Or it's what's the word? You can rely on it because you know it's going to be there. It's locked. Yudalit miskeres shenam miskeres avabisha mechunos bimver havalik kisoda. But if it's not enclosed, excuse me. So then it would go under the issue of being like in a field because you're not. Mr. Burr says it at the end. The Mechaber says at the end because then it's like it's muksa because you don't rely on it. And also has to be a tiyah b'chum Shabbos. This enclosure has to be within chum Shabbos. Now, mashad afila b'samach li'ir nami tzarech miskeres. So it means we need two things to make a mudah. It has to be close by, and it has to be enclosed and locked, or some type of way to shut it off. Now, harbor pesukim cholkim azeh, but there are many pesukim who disagree on that. Is who calls you samach li'ir? So she b'ma'am v'shirayim loim boyin miskeres. The reason why you need miskeres is when it's further out. So that you're comfortable relying on it because you know it's enclosed. If it's right nearby, you feel you have much more of a ability to get it and access it. So it's not muksa because it's within your thought process because it's close by and adjacent. But something which is further out, you're not going to be relying on it until you feel you have some way to lock it off. From the it's beyond the 70 amal distance outside of the city, which means beyond the first like area right outside of the city, till the end of Chum Shabbos. So he's passing Lekula. If you're within the first 70 amals, you don't need miskeres. Then the Mechaber says, if you're missing any of these things, it's Muksa. Achaz Mikalelu, Dan Shalahoy Mechunus, Ashachos and miskeres, Achuz Etchum. It had not been gathered before Yom Tov, the wood was still spread out, it's not locked up, and it's not within Tchum Shabbos. So any of those are missing, it's going to be Usr, because Rei and Muxer. Now, we started off with the problem of the reason why it's Usr is because Uvda Dachol, or because it looks like you're doing it for the next day. And now all of a sudden, the problem is Muxer. Right?
Yes, it is very good.
So, the Mishnah Berurah touched on that before, the Shaar HaTzion touched on that before, what exactly this issue is. He said at the end of the Shaar HaTzion in Yudalad, that which the Rambam ends up as Hereheh Muxa, which means they made this like Muxa. So then the Mishnah Berurah is going to say that again over here. Okay. The Fiat Thomas Shaksab Naliel Tahavi Kulub Dadukhal Mishum Chashash Imur. The reason why we ask it is because either it's a weekday type of an action, or because people will perceive it as an act of emer that you're doing it for the following day. Dinza hula kuliyamus. I mean, this halacha that it's also is not limited to the opinions of muksa, because you're saying it's muksa. We don't. If we hold there's no din of muksa in Yom Tov, like what's the problem? Right? He said, no. We're not worried about that. I feel the person the matir muksa be Yom Tov, even though the person would say muksa in Yom Tov is normally mutter. Is that also chachamim? There is that lim muksa. They made it the equivalent of a din muksa because of uvda dechol, or because of the chashash of imur. Okay, so that would be one way to understand it over here. The second way to understand it is v'yeshar farshim alachu zukip shutoy. The imchis achaz echem mitzvah alachu was missing any one of these conditions. It wasn't mechunas, or wasn't in miskeres. It wasn't toichat chum. Mistama aset aitim inayu mishabushem biyamtiv. Probably the person's not intending to use it because he hasn't gathered it already, or it's not locked up. So he figures it won't be there when he comes, or it's way out there. So he's Mesiyat Das. Well, if he's up according to that explanation, the man Shari Muksa Beyamtiv, Mutav Kambazeh, then this would be Mutav. Yom Muksa doesn't apply to Yamtiv. Okay, so therefore. So we have two ways to understand this halacha. This halacha is either real bona fide muksa issue, which would then be told in the machlokes is whether we have it in a muksa yamtiv, or it's the Chazal gave it the equivalent of it in the muksa, which is also the kliyama because of the uvda dechol or because of the chashash imur. But the din on nochon lahachmer halacha lemaisa would be proper to be machmer, and. If you all mix this mutan yamta, you'll be machmer over here and say it's us. Okay. Dalit. Alei konim v'alei gifonim. Leaves. From konim, reeds, or gifonim, of vines. Even though you gather them before Yom Tov, the nature of these things is that the wind blows them away, blows them around. So therefore, they don't have the status of mechunosim. They're in the equivalent of being mefuzarim, even though the wind has not spread them, because normally the wind does spread them. So if the issue was an issue of moksa, so then obviously the point is you're not going to rely on it because you expect it to be blown all over. Mechunas is the mile of you gathered it together indicating you want to use it. Over here you're expecting it to be mefuzer, so again you're not relying on it. If you put something on top of them to prevent them from flying away, then they are mukhan. Since you can expect the wind to blow things around, he doesn't rely on his act of gathering from before Yom Tov. Therefore, even if he did, it turned out not like your expectation, and they were still there, since you did not expect that, you were Mesiach Das. So it blives Mux. So according to the opinion which Mux is a problem, this would be a problem of Mux. He covers them with a heavy weighted kli, or to make sure they're not blown away. So then, the Reilu Mechonim, Chof. Furthermore, Rafilu Mitzon B'yamtiv, Mefuzorin, since you gather them beforehand, you had intention to use them, and you were planning, you expect them to be there because they were covered with this heavy kli, you know, they end up spreading out a little bit. Mutarim, shkar huchanum, yes, well, they've already been designated for usage from before Yom Tov. That's, if you learn that the end of halacha gimel was an issue of bona fide muksa issue, so then I explain to you why this is, how this is, if they're muksa, if they're not muksa. Now, laman the farish halacha zu mishum imur, but if you learn that the halacha before and halacha gimel was a problem, it looks like you're being ma'amar the sarach mocher. So now when I get to Alei Kfanim, so what is the difference whether it looks like Tzarech Mocher, whether it's Mefuzer or Mechunis based on the wind? How would that play a role? Some of the Reishas, Chishin Hashem, B'shosh, Yavu Likach Hassam, Yifazim Heruach, V'yavu Lolachtim B'yachet. The reason why it's a problem is we're afraid that when he comes to use them, the wind will have spread them out. He will go and gather them, and that's this act of Imur. There's the whole mile of Mechunis, so you don't need to gather it on Yom Tov. The whole problem was, it looks like you're gathering it in Tzarech Mocher. Over here, if it's Mechunis, you don't have to gather it in Tzarech Mocher. You gathered it already. But over here, gathering it beforehand doesn't work. It's not reliable, because it might end up being spread out again. You have to do Imur again. So here he is doing an Imur on Yom Tov, looking like he's doing it in Tzarech Chol. Okay. Once they're covered, so then everything is so then it's not a problem. But the fees there, if that's the argument, so then it comes out that they actually are spread out. There's an issue of use gathering beforehand and relying on that alone, because you might come and they're spread already and gather them when there's, but Talmud Karma, if you actually need to gather them. Right? This is a problem, even if it's gathered, you can't use them because you might come to gather them on Yom Tov. But to go actually gather them on Yom Tov for sure is also, according to this Epsha. Branches, pieces of wood fell off of the tree on Yom Tov, so you cannot use them to cook with. So what's the problem, Mr. Baruch of Aleph? Number one, they're part of a tree. It's also to cut them off of the tree in Yom Tov. So getting the Yom Tov, they were muksa. So if they're getting Yom Tov, they're muksa, they remain muksa the rest of Yom Tov. So you cannot use them to cook with or to heat with. Void, the second reason why you can't use them is exero, because Hashem and Shema were afraid that Shema Yalav Yitlosh, were afraid that he might go, if we allow him to use them, he might go and actually take them off of the tree. Okay. I feel a bit tiltal asur. So not only are they also to cook with, but they're also to move. Now the Mishabur, the Shartzim points out in Chavov, according to this first reason, it's because of Muksa. If you have Muksa's Mutter and Yom Tov, it would be Mutter to use the wood. According to the second reason of Shemayala V'Yitlosh, even if you have Muksa's Mutter and Yom Tov, but the Gzera of Shemayala V'Yitlosh would apply, and they say, because you can't use this wood because you might, if we do, I'm afraid the person might actually tear some wood off of the branches, off of the tree, on Yom Tov itself. Okay, then he said, even betiltal it's also. In other words, the Mechaber said it's also to cook with. Emesikim, you can't heat with them. You can't use them for fire. So he's saying that also generates an issue to move. think we spoke about this once, that there are two different dinim in muksa. The din deraisa, or the semi deraisa of vechinus asher yaviu, it has to be muchen for Shabbos, whether that's a real deraisa or tanas machta. That's talking about using something. That was the food you want to consume on the pasuk says the food that you want to consume on Shabbos and or Yom Tov has to be muchon beforehand. So you can't consume or use a muksa item, an item which is not muchon, it's not prepared for before Shabbos or Yom Tov. That doesn't generate an isser tiltul. It generates an isser of achilo or hishtamshus. Now, mirabbanan, they added a separate isser of if it's muksa, you can't move it. That's clearly a derbanan. Now, what's the difference between the two? So Prima Gadim says there's a Tesis Yeshanim, which is also a Marshaw. That Marshaw says that we deal with muksa, since it's an asmachta, we deal with it like a subic deraisa, which is the chumra. Even though it's not a deraisa, it has a pasuk, so the suffix would be the chumrah. That's what we're going to say. That's only going on the isra of hishtamshus. The pasuk of you want to eat the mon, v'echilus asher yaviu, you must prepare beforehand. That's talking about echil or hishtamshus, that you must prepare beforehand. So that's a remez in the Torah. So even though it's not a deraisa, it's an asmachta, but it's a remez for the concept of muks. That you cannot move muks, so that's a straight rabbana. So that you would never say that in a second that you have to mark from yourself. Yeah, making sense?
You say it again.
The Prima Gadim, there's the Tosfos Yeshanim in Bay and Daf Gimel Beis, where the Tosfos Yeshanim says that since, even though the Rabbanan, some of the Rabbanan is a kula, but the Rabbanan which is an asmachta, which means there's a pasuk which is the remez to it, is Savak Luchum. Okay? And there comes along the Prima Gadim and says, I'll differentiate between eating or using muksa, which that's what the pasuk is referring, would be hinting, and moving muksa. Moving muksa is clearly straight to abundance, and there's no asmachta, and the suffer to abundance is a cool. Eating or being mishtamish with muksa, that goes under the remez of the pasuk, that what you want to eat on Shabbos must be achila, you should prepare for four Shabbos. That's referring to achila. Or hishtamshus. So now, using wood to cook with, that's hishtamshus. So that's going to be the one level. He says, Mr. Burr, you can't even move it. That's going to be, that's like a zirbon on top of that. Okay. So... So we have the issue of Nolad, and we said that Nolad, when something changes its status or changing its metzias over Yom Tov, that becomes the din of Nolad. So you had Kalim, beginning of Yom Tov, they were Kalim, they were being used not for firewood, but they were used for chair, table, whatever it is, and they broke. And so you said, now they're useless. You can't fix them. So that's it, it's firewood. So you want to use them for firewood on Yom Tov, you can't. Because that's a nerlet. Beginning Yom Tov, this wasn't firewood, it was a kli, and now it's a piece of wood. It's also like a new, it's a new item. So that's going to the Yasser. Now, however, that doesn't preclude me from lighting a fire with kelim. Kelim I want to use. I want to use it to burn. I can use it to burn. But when I light the keli, and the fire starts to consume the kli, that makes it into a shever kli. Now it's a broken kli. Well, once it's a broken kli, now it's a nylon. So it's like the remove of him hissik be kelim. If you lit kelim to start with, once it started to burn, you can't stir the fire. Those have a shiver kli, because at that point in time already the kelim are broken, and now they're muksa. Elim ken rimin olay on etzim mukhanim. The only way you could be able to be mahapich is in a case where you had a roiv of etzim, which is mukhan, which would be mavatal, there'd be a bit of a roiv on the etzim, on the shirikli. Otherwise, we also didn't do any action with the wood, because now there's muksa wood there. So you can't be masik b'shibre kalim, but you could be abu masik in the kalim. The Chavar says you can take a shlemim, you can take a bona fide wooden kli and burn it. That's because it's not muksa, and you're allowed to use it for whatever you need. So that's what I'm using it for. Or alternatively, we have kelim which were broke before Yom Tov, so those kelim, by the time Yom Tov came around, they were just firewood, so they're not a nerlet. That's what they were at the beginning of Yom Tov already. The nerlet is the beginning of Yom Tov, it was a kli, and now it's something else. Wow, change it to Messias and Yom Tov, like a new thing happened in Yom Tov, that's already not an option. But if it broke beforehand, it broke beforehand, it's into hate, as they say in English. Okay, is that the Mishnah Berurah? Okay. Chav Beis Shnish Berurah. Hainu Shnish Berurah Kol Kach Shein Ruh Nekei Melach Tanu Rishana. So we're calling it Nerla, which means it's no longer functional. It broke to the point where you can no longer use it for its original purpose. They're usable for still something which is not even the original purpose, but something similar to the original purpose. That's not called an erlet yet. For example, what would be an example of like the original use? It's not the actual use, but like the, for example, shivrei areva. So you had a kneading trough made out of wood. So its function was to put the flour and water in, make it into a dough, and knead it up. And now that broke. You have a little piece left, but it's large enough that you can make lots of the circum mikvah, which is a michalot. You have a porridge that you made. You want to eat some porridge. You don't have a bowl. You say, well, I have a little piece of this trough, which is a little bowl, which I can use to eat my porridge out of. Well, porridge is pretty similar, somewhat similar to dough. It's both made to hold the semi-solid type of an item. That's what its function is. So now I can't use it for its original purpose because it's too small to make a dough in it, but I can use it for this purpose of a mikvah. That's called, it's still oisim ein malach to rishon. It's still usable for something similar to its original function. Similarly, shivrei tzchuchos, you had a glass container and it broke, and you have a piece of broken glass which is bent in such a way that you could use it. Lots of the second shaman, you could pour some oil in there and hold it, would hold the oil. So glass container is made to hold liquid, and it's still holding liquid. It's not holding the liquid the same way it was. Originally, it was this glass decanter. It was holding wine, and now it's this little thing holding a little bit of oil for your recipe. But that's similar enough. That's considered. It's not a toilet. So they're considered, so they're still sholem, and you can then, they're still sholem, they're not muksa, you can burn them. So he sends you back to before. That as long as it's usable for some purpose, it's not another, it's only if it's mamash broken totally. As long as it maintains a function, not a similar function, but a function, so it's not a nullet, it's still a kli. Kli just means it has utilitarian use. So it does. So that was the taz over there, that as long as it has a function, even if it's not similar to the original function, but has a function now, would also be acceptable. It's not a nullet and it's not books. Yeah? Okay. Chaf Gimel, Shem Nalim. Once they're broken, they're nerled, and you can't cook. You can't use them for firewood. The Mikara Kli, the Hasha Shever Kli. So what's the nerled? Originally, beginning of it was a Kli, and now it's a broken piece of wood. But Shem Nalim, it's also to move, and therefore you cannot cook with them. That's why you can't make a fire with them. Even if you don't move them at all, so there's the problem is tiltal, I'm not moving it. Okay. El Surfin bin Makam, you're burning them in place. Shemanochim Sham is the place where they are, so you don't have to move them at all. Gam can also. The Maisa Lokosh Oisubakli, Shanila, and like a Yadu Choshev Ketiltal. This will have equivalent status of tiltu by making this fire and this kli, which will now be consumed. Okay, so take a look over here at the Shartziyun. Laman Aleph. So he said this, the reason why it's osir when you're not metal to the club, because the usage becomes equivalent of tiltu. This is the Shartziyun in Lamed Aleph. Okay. The promise of Yisr Hanoah. Means you're lighting it. But if it just get lit, this or not isn't. So what the Mishabur is saying, what the Shartzina is saying is, I told you you can't have an offer from Muksa. That means you can't actively take an offer from Muksa. Receiving an offer from Muksa is not a problem. So if it would fall into the fire and it would burn and you say, wow, that's so warm, and you go over there and you sit there and you warm your hands, that's not the Isser. The Isser is sticking the wood in, or alternatively, if the wood fell by itself, lighting the fire to it, so then you're actively using the Muksa to get the benefit. So that's the problem. But what happens passively, totally passively, it's not also. He said, that was what everyone says also. I know, come on, also, Gam came by, because that's a manly, but you're lighting it. So that's why he's using over here, or as I told you, there is an issue of benefiting from Muksa, but that's because you're actively taking the benefit. So eating muks is a problem. Being mishtamish with the muks, but you have to be mishtamish with it. So the way over here, I'm being mishtamish with it. By lighting it, be a dye, that's equivalent to being mishtamish with it. Okay, chav dalet. If you're masik bekelim, the hagoz is in the wrong place. I would put the hagoz, Mishabur says, after the words, after the whole Burma is finished, in other words, I'm thinking Mekalim Shleimim, and there we should now, there the Ramah should then quote them. By the way, when you were masked Mekalim Shleimim, once they start burning, now they're Shiver Kalim, and you can't move them. That would be the logical place to put it. Okay. Chafei La'achar Shidlugam Mixes. Rasulam and Shahudukul Kokaka Shinarim Lukain Malachtan Mishana. So, what's called the Mixes? How little is little? It's burning enough, it burnt enough that it's no longer functional, similar to its original function. So then it's a shivrei kli and it's oser. The b'lo hipuch be'esh, shivrei kli. Av shen hanemin ha'muksa, she's b'ach or shomt ha'shil, you're getting benefit from the muksa, that your food is cooking. So doesn't bother us. The muksa kar mutzah b'no ha'chash ha'no bo me'ileho v'eno oisem ma'isa b'yadayim. He's probably come on with him and talk about Zion. We'll talk about this more later on, but this is of being the henna from books is when you're actively taking the law as opposed to over here it's coming to you passively. Unless you remember Eitzim Mechana, he's probably come on with him and talk about Zion. We'll talk about the dinner Ribui Eitzim later on in the Shulchan Aruch. If you could be master of Kalim Shlena, Chavches. That's not its function. A kli is mutzer to move for any purpose, even not its primary purpose. Okay, now, so the Mishnah Berurah, Marsha ain't lokalim eitzim l'tzarach tashil, the lokalim overall baltashkas. I mean, using, I have a piece of wood, and I have a beautiful wooden chair. and I burned the wooden chair. That's Baltashkas. Use the wooden, don't use a wooden chair. I can use a wooden chair for a chair for many, many years to come. Tesla, you had another wood. Fine. I'll give you a case where you can't use kelim shlemim to cook with, to heat. Alchem shall look at eitzim shall you sell. V'asim and kli b'yamtiv. So now the other way around, the goy made a kli on yamtiv. To happily know that that's a new item. The kara eitzim hasha kli. Now it's a kli. Fine. Eitz shemachatim b'ha eitz kemer shemiyuch alakach chavi hu kli ben v'nishem b'yamtiv asal asika. I have a piece of wood which I use to stir the coals. So you think that it's not a piece of wood. He said, no, it's not a piece of wood, it's a kli. Its function is to stir the coals, it's the poker. So now the poker breaks and burns on Yom Tov. So I throw in the fire. No, you can't, because now it's a broken kli. You can't be masik with a broken kli. If it broke before Yom Tov, but it was still usable, then it's still a kli. Now Yom Tov, it becomes an ois kli. If it breaks on Yom Tov totally, so then you can't. Or if you light with it, it's also to me happen. You're holding my